Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
That's always a big thing when you hear your voice for the first time on a recording or camera, and you're like, oh no, am I that gay?
Yeah. Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. I am joined by second time guest, Lucas Tim. You guys might know him from his live show, So Many Issues with Lucas Tim. I actually was a guest on it, I think, 2 months ago now?
2 months ago. That was so, we did it like the Real Housewives panel of all panels, like truly, yes. You, Gibson Johns, Iron Madison the Third,
yeah,
just 30 minutes of straight Housewives talk. So yeah, good. And the best being underrated moments, your favorite underrated moments. So fun.
Is there anybody that you're like dream guest on your show?
Well, I mean, I would love a Real Housewife to come on for the fun. Like, mm-hmm. Imagine if I got, like, if I had, look, I mean, of course, Karen Huger and the Potomac, mm-hmm. women. If I had the Green Eyed Bandits on, I would have fun with them. They would be shady. Lots of questions. I think, I mean, honestly, I would love AOC. AOC would be a dream, as an interview, someone to interview. Yeah. I mean,
that seems attainable.
You know what? I think it kind of is. We've been starting to reach out to, I've interviewed a lot of like local New York politicians, like city council members. And we're, mm-hmm. starting to reach out to like representatives and congressional people. And you know what? There have been responses. Like they're in doing local New York shows.
And they like doing it because it's so different than, yeah. If you guys should definitely check out the show if you're in the New York area, it's at Soho House. The next one is on February
22nd. Yeah.
22nd. Okay.
February 22nd, which is National Margarita Day. So
what a week. It's because that's my birthday week. I'm February 20th.
Oh.
I'll definitely be coming to that show. But you guys have to check it out. It's a really fun show. Like I said, who was it last week? Because I went 2 weeks
ago. You went last time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had Ray Sonny was one of the comics, Alex English, these incredible comedians, Zach Teague and Drew Loss, who are these singing gay musical comedians, were fucking hilarious. And Chase Strangio was my interview. He's an ACLU lawyer who literally, guys, has been involved in every significant LGBTQ case of the past like 20 years, like same-sex marriage, workers' rights, all of it. He's involved. He's now obviously in the forefront of all of these awful lawsuits against those awful trans bills. So he's great. It was a really fun show.
Yeah. It was a really fun show. You guys check it out. And make sure to follow Lucas Tim on Instagram. But
yeah,
first things first, speaking of Instagram, if I see one more Schiaparelli fucking fashion show pic of the animals on the, like the Kylie Jenner photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've seen enough memes, enough of that picture. I'm good. It's amazing how we're able to exhaust something so quickly.
It's like, you know what it is? Also, like, I miss me with like the fake outrage about it. Like, we're gonna boycott Skep. It's like, you're wearing Zara. Like, you don't have to worry about this. Like, this is not your wheelhouse, bitch. Like, you're never gonna wear.
Totally. Like, no, you're never gonna wear it.
Doja Cat looks weird. She's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
She's Doja, like the weirdest. I we love her for it.
Yeah, I know. What when did we get, like, don't we want pop stars to look weird and dress strangely?
But if Lady Gaga had done it.
Let Lady Gaga do it. It'd be relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. She wore a freaking meat dress. I mean, can't believe that was how many years ago now? Like 23 years ago? No, 13 years ago. 13 years ago, sorry. But I love that she was painted herself in red.
She's so genius. She really is such a troll. Like, she is, like, everyone that listens to this knows I love Doja Cat. I'm not, like, at her show and stuff, but I love her, like, humor is so, I love it. But she,
yeah.
So people were talking about her red look, and then all these people were complaining. They were like, oh, why doesn't she have eyebrows? She should have eyebrows. And so, also the entire look was done by Pat McGrath, literally the best makeup artist alive. And so the next day, I guess she showed up to one show wearing eyelashes on her eyelashes or on her eyebrows and also an eyelash mustache. And people are like, what are you doing? She's like, well, people said they thought I should wear eyelash. It's like, she's such a troll.
I love it. That's like, that's iconic trolling. Well, that's like pop stars of the past used to do that more. I just feel like there was more like having fun with the public and kind of playing with, I mean, like Madonna did that like 40, 30 years ago. Gaga did it, especially in the beginning, like how she would just like talk back to interviewers and people who criticized her like that. I am missing. I think some pop stars are too polite out of fear because of like just being like trolled on social media, which I totally understand. Yeah. Doja Cat does that really well. Of like, I'm going to troll you all with so much humor. And if you get it, amazing. If you don't, then something's wrong with you.
Yeah, I feel like she is like the last of a dying breed of pop stars that are actually artists and really funny and smart. But also like something about like, I feel like she's going to be a kooky old black lady. Like she is going to be like she's she's already where Eartha Kitt was. At like, like, you know what I mean? Like kooky. She's already there. Totally. She's in her 20s. Imagine what she's going to be like.
I love that.
Switching gears. Y'all canceled Real Friends of WeHo very fast. Oh my God.
Those ratings. Oh my God. Guys, more people watch my reels on Instagram and no one watches my reels. Oh my God. Yikes. Guys, we destroyed them. I cannot believe it. I thought maybe the first episode, okay, maybe gets close to a million views. We're going to like Drag Race fans to stay to watch. But no, y'all just said, and turned it off.
y'all treated them like they were Real Housewives of Dallas. The first season, it was like bad.
This is Real Housewives of DC territory. This is
It's like they were under 200,000 viewers, but you know what, MTV is also a little bit like they have, you know,
right,
like it's a weird viewership anyways. It's a weird place to put a show like that, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know, I did, because I like to know what I'm talking shit about, so I did watch some of the first episode. Terrible.
I didn't really watch a lot of it, but I watched the beginning. I just felt really boring.
Yeah,
just boring and so contrived. And like, what got me so mad was like immediately breaking the fourth wall. I was like, you haven't earned this. We've done 20 years of Housewives and they're just breaking the fourth wall, and it's done in very appropriate times. Like,
I feel like the whole show kind of felt gimmicky, like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That part of it, they were like, we're different. We're going to be different this way. And it's like, just because you're acknowledging the fact that your fame horse doesn't like make us any more enamored of you. Also, like, Frederick Hall, like, if you're going to have like this kind of whatever this is, it's not really a redemption tour because that's clearly not going to happen. But it's like, at least if you're going to be this kind of like character and they're going to build off the how you're notorious for whatever your bad behavior, at least be interesting and kind of at least lean into the villain role. Instead, he's trying to act sweet. And it's like, I don't know, it just didn't hit. That guy, Joey Zozik, the influencer guy, I thought maybe him, I thought I'd be like, oh, maybe he could be like, he seems totally unlikable for me. I don't know, guys, I don't know this person in real life, but although my friends do, so I don't know.
Oh,
Yeah.
I'm sure there's not that many degrees of separation between that cast and your friends. Like,
absolutely,
Doug.
It's 6 degrees of anything. I mean, listen, Jin Shah listened to this podcast. I don't know.
I saw you post about that. That's amazing.
She's been like, amazing. Yeah, she like reached out or had someone reach out to Angie K. And then she was like sending all these photos of Angie K around trying to like saying that like Angie K apparently sent her home with Coach Shaw from a party with a bag of watermelon as a like a it's like, girl, you're reaching like Jin, focus on prison. I don't even listen to podcasts, and I have one, and I'm not even going to prison. You're going to prison,
totally.
Ma'am. Focus.
I've never. She's too. It seems like she has too much time on her hands for someone going to prison for 6.5 years. And also, I mean, the fact is that she had some sort of watched Jen Shah during the reunion last night.
Yeah.
And I was not the first one to make this joke. Anyone giving their email or email data address to this woman at this point, you deserve to get.
Yes,
money stolen from you because she is putting that email away because 6.5 years now she's coming out and you're getting an email for some sort of scam she's doing. Let me tell you,
yeah,
I mean she's she's straight up, you know. I admit you can find a tweet of mine probably from 3 years ago. I like Jen. Jen was funny. I thought she was crazy in a way that was entertaining. I totally was into her in a terms of, like she's like in a crazy housewife kind of way, but there's no doubt she's a sociopath. I mean, I'm not a specialist. I can't diagnose her. But anyone to go for how many months they filmed declaring their innocence, letting their mother go on camera, saying, you know, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
She's not well. So
yeah. I'm a believer that there are no bad housewives. There's just either bad timing or bad dynamics or bad circumstances. For instance, like a lot of people talk shit about Leah, but I think Leah McSweeney was supposed to be filming with Bethany, but because of the contractual stuff and Bethany ended up dipping out.
Yep.
I think completely shifted the dynamics of that entire friend group. And I think that it changed the trajectory of that show, but that's a whole other conversation. But it's just like, Jen, to me, though, is just a bad housewife. It's just because I don't like housewives that have too much time on their hands, spend nothing but time kind of like being mean to other friends, trying to like kind of like self-produce and be like, you can't text this person, you can't film with this person. It's like, ma'am, you're only on this show for 3 seasons. Like, and people don't even like you. We don't know that much about you. It's you have IKEA shelving and your rented closet.
Like, oh my god. Yeah, I mean the fact how much money, remember she lived at that house and that party. I mean, yeah, she turned out to be a fraud. I mean, look, my favorite, I met Jen Shah, which, you know, Halloween 2021, she was at Devil's Playground and I'm dancing with the guy I was seeing at the time, and he didn't watch House Stars, and I go, I'm sorry, you stand there for a second, and I walk over to this woman and I'm like, I'm sorry, are you Jen Shah? She goes, Are you Jen Shah? Was the only thing guilty about me is being Shawmazing. And I was oh my god.
So fucking nuts.
And I blew smoke up her ass for like 10 minutes. It was great. I said, you're so innocent. I believe you.
We talk about this, but the reason that I love sometimes, I think subconsciously, the reason I love like the broke housewives, the ones that are kind of like, you know, aren't really showy about what they have. Yeah, well, I don't love her, but yeah, you see her, like, I loved Rob in the early seasons. I love that kind of, you know what I mean?
Totally.
And I think it's because I can stand them without having to like worry about the other shoe falling, because they could get much worse. You're already broke.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. They're not losing. This is it. Like, this is just there for a good time. Just there's no going below this. Yeah, that's interesting, because, you know, you want, like, do you want your housewives to be aspirational? Or do you want...
I don't need them to be. Like, I don't.
I don't, but then I know we'll talk about this, though. But I will say, it is Miami part... Not only delivered iconic, but Nicole is aspirational. Like, the life she lives is...
But the reason that I love her is not because she's wealthy. I think she wears it well. But I think that she is genuinely like an intelligent woman who can argue.
Agreed.
And like, she's just like, can walk in any room, go up against anybody, and we'll talk about this. But it's just like, she's just a great housewife. Even if she was broke,
it really comes down more to personality.
Yeah. She's such a find for them, and we'll get there. We'll
totally.
Yeah. Speaking of frauds, George Santos. I just wrote down the George Santos. That's it. That's there's no real I don't really have anything, because I haven't followed up on today's lies. But today's lies. But I did see something where, because, you know, they're hounding him every morning, the reporters on the way to the elevator, and he's leaving out Chick-fil-A bags for them, being, he thinks it's funny. And they're posting it online, and they're talking about, oh, this is funny, because, like, we're all in on the joke. It's like, it's funny until you realize that this fraud is still in office, has no intentions of leaving, is not going to be expected to step down by anyone in his caucus. And he's standing in the way of meaningful gun law reform. He's standing in the way of meaningful LGBTQ plus protections. It's like, it's funny until you realize how detrimental this is to. And this is one vote that they desperately need on that side, but we could really use in our fight against extremism in the House. It's sad.
Yeah. It's sad. No, I mean, look, it's like you said, hilarious, but it's incredibly dangerous. And the fact is that Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans will never condemn him or get rid of him because, like you said, they need his vote so badly. But it is just, you know, the Trump era was the personification of all Republican hypocrisy. You know, they claimed moral superiority, and then he comes around. He's the most morally bankrupt and actually bankrupt person ever to be in the White House. And then you have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and George Santos, who's just the biggest, who's lied and stolen and done whatever he could to now get in a position where, like you said, he stands in the way of porn legislation, but he also will vote on bills that would be detrimental. Yeah. And he is now, guys, he's going to get healthcare for life. He's going to get like a pension, like taxpayer dollar. Like if he serves the full 2 years, like it's wild. It's broken. Like it's bad that all you have to be is 35 years old, whatever. Was it 30 years old and a citizen to become a member of Congress and just slide to get there. It's I'm getting tired of Kitara and her scamming. It's bad. I think the money stuff is gonna get
because
him.
Yeah, for sure. There's all these investigations. If not Brazil, there's like seven different investigations. It's like insane. But it's kind of sad because it's like, but he is so ridiculous. But I feel like every time we end up with someone like him, like he's birthed from like the MAGA movement. Like that would have he would not have existed without Trump. So every time we do this, it's like a Xerox of a Xerox of his, and it gets grainier and shittier. So like he is now going to birth another underling who's going to be like, wow, now I can do this. And we're going to get so many more people like him. Maybe not in New York. Who knows? It'll probably be like,
you're right, somewhere else, because the Republican Party has shown once again, they won't.
Yeah.
Power and party over the country. And it's just another choice they can make, and they do the wrong thing for the most part. I mean, the Long Island,
they stood up, but.
They stood up, which is great. It was great for them. But
it's literally like, okay, you want a cookie? Like you're supposed
to.
It's
the bare minimum. Yeah. Like I don't want a liar in public office. But
we'll threw Al Franken out of Congress for a photo.
I know. Look, Democrats did that exactly, and it's like it's we're in this really weird territory, and I think the thing is we're all getting exhausted of it, his lies. But if we like the way he's trolling Trixie on Twitter, like the way he's now like, we risk just him becoming like
normalized,
like funny. Yeah.
Like a joke. It's by no means a joke, you guys. Like we can joke about it and be like, this is ridiculous. But like, it's very, very fucked up that we're going to be stuck with people like this. Crazy. And who knows? He could very well win re-election when he reruns. Cause who knows? Long Island is like, I could.
Yeah,
I could actually.
Yes, he could. Like, imagine that re-election campaign. Lied about everything, but I'm in an office for 2 years, and I cut your taxes. And everyone, Republicans are like, you know what? I like him.
Yeah. Real Friends of New York, starring George Santos, win.
Oh, honestly. Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't run for re-election, that's because they're doing Real Friends of New York.
Yeah,
and it's, oh my god, the show.
Oh, absolutely, what? He would hold center Fleet bottle, whatever.
You know what? I may watch the first episode of that at least.
Yeah,
he belongs to reality TV. He doesn't belong in Congress. We want crazy people on reality.
Is he even that interesting though? Office. Is he even that Probably interesting? Not. No, it's not even interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep saying this, that Ira should have been on Real Housewives of New York or Real Friends. Or did I say Real Housewives? Or Real Friends.
Real Friends. Oh, 100%. Ira. Well, Ira would have been brilliant because not only is he
center, really smart, he'd be center.
He'd be center, but he knows how to play the game. And he knows how to produce in the right way, the way like the great housewives of lore have done, the way Bethany did Nene. Initially. Like it's like Nene, Bethany, the best ones, the confessionals, the way you know how to produce a scene. Like he is what they would need. But it's weird. I don't, they went for followers and people who were remotely famous, obviously. You know,
they went for the shiny object.
Yeah. I would have been great.
Yeah. Still seeing a lot of Lisa Rinna in the press. A lot of what are your thoughts about her like exit? Did we talk about this?
We didn't. I mean, you could test that my show. I began my show doing an in memoriam to Lisa Rinna.
Oh, right,
which is in a comedic way. I mean, look, we've talked about. I think that it's her time to go. I think that she needs space. The show needs breathing room. Like she was sucking up the air in the room. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm seeing her in Paris. I'm seeing her around. And I think, you know, as long as she's not trying to infiltrate Housewives anymore, in the sense of letting the women have a show.
And just like steps away and doesn't.
Yes. Yeah. My fear is that my fear is which Bethany, I don't know, intentionally or unintentionally, always remained to have a presence on New York. And. Yeah. And I felt like the show can't really move on. And I feel like with Rinna, if she's doing something else, the show needs to move on. And whatever the next era will be, whatever the new women they cast, how Erica's going to change, like without Rinna there. Like, so like I want to see that. And I hope so. Rinna, keep dancing and on Instagram and going to fashion shows and doing what you need to do.
Dance like no one's watching.
Be happy. Yeah. So that's how I feel. So, yeah. I mean.
You should have played that song at your memoriam. I hope you dance.
I hope you dance. That's actually perfect.
Yeah, it would be really good. Lisa, I do not like as a cast member on the show, but I can respect that she gave us more memeable moments than anyone on Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. Like Kyle's been on for twice the time and has
Maybe her running. Reaction. Her running. Oh, the running's good. The running's good. That's it. Yeah, no, Rinna gave us TV. And I think just ultimately, she just got too caught up. And I mean, the most ridiculous thing she did was playing the victim of Kathy Hilton's meltdown. Do I believe Kathy Hilton's meltdown? Yes. Do I believe at least Rinna was afraid for her life? No. Like, come on. So, and that was the stupidest thing she did.
There's women that change these shows when they come on and something shifts, like a seismic shift. On like the not just within the friend group, but like the way that the show is produced and formatted changes, and they don't mean to do it. I don't think all the time. I think like a good example. I mean, the prime example is Tamara Barney coming onto OC and
read my mind. If you read Not All Diamonds and Rosé, that like Housewife history book, what was clearest to me was, Tamara Barney basically made the format of what Real Housewives became. She was the one that brought like drama,
it was
not just a show about moms like being like shopping and living there with their kids. It's like, oh no, this is gonna be about how the women interact and deal with drama, and that's Tamara Barney. So
yeah,
love her or hate her, you gotta
love her. Yeah, but like, you know, Dorinda's somebody who I don't think gets enough credit. I think people think of her as like funny, drunk, but like the way that Dorinda kind of like, I think that the show before, like Luann and Sonia and them, they tried to like kind of have this air of like, we are actual socialites. Yeah. And I think Dorinda came on and was just like, I don't care. I just want to drink. What are you guys talking about? Like, you know what I mean? And she's just like, this like talking about her dead husband and this guy that she's dating, she hates. And I just think she kind of like pulled back the veil of like, it, you know what I mean? She's like a bra.
Yeah, yeah. Like it wasn't about the air of superiority. Dorinda was like, look, my late husband was rich. We partied with Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Like, and I love
she's like a true New Yorker.
True New Yorker. She kind of had that vibe. I agree. Dorinda also felt like that she's been on the show forever. And also, like when you saw her when they did Ultimate Girlship, it kind of felt like Jill.
They lived in two different universes.
Yeah, like how legacies the way that pan out, because like Totally, because Dorinda is the was what New York became, like the golden yes. years of season, you know, 7, 8, not like that kind of Carol, Dorinda, Bethany, obviously Luann, Ramon, and Sonia. But so I agree with you. I think Dorinda is mm-hmm. a transformative housewife.
But I was gonna say that all that to say that I think that the way that Lisa Rinna kind of came in, she was the first real soap star to be on the show, well, cast at the same time as Eileen, but they were really leaning into it at that point, and that was what the identity of the show was going to become, about showbiz.
Yeah.
It wasn't originally like that. They actually like did not want to talk about the people being stars. And I think that she came in and was just like, she's the first person to throw something, I think, on that show. Like throw like physically. Yeah.
I mean, right? I believe Bravo, I think, was hesitant of casting soap actresses, and like like hesitant of casting those like actors in general, but I think
people don't know
so
Lisa was
sense.
Supposed to be on the first season.
And then anyway,
thank God they didn't. I think it's like a good.
No, Rinna will be remembered. she is a groundbreaking figure. But some groundbreaking figures are problematic. I mean, that's true.
Speaking of. A lot of gays dragging Beyonce right now for this Dubai concert. I couldn't give a shit. I don't know. She didn't perform any of Renaissance at this Dubai concert. And you guys know I like Beyonce. The album's good, but I'm not going to a concert. And I don't care. And people are
You're
like,
not a huge
again,
Beyonce fan?
Not huge. Like, I don't, I like her. But, you know.
I love her. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, yeah, I mean, that was the straightest set list I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I love the videos, the water and Blue Ivy mm-hmm. dancing to Brown Skin Girl. And like, it's, I mean, Beyonce's majestic. It is. I mean, I don't totally get, because she has so much money, why she would necessarily do it. I'm sure they paid her an insane, ridiculous amount. So that's kind of interesting. And also because, let's be honest, where are the visuals to Renaissance? Like, where, what, I think Beyonce, I love that Beyonce is at the state where she really doesn't give a shit, which is, she has earned that. But, like, a little bit, the air, like, the, I, what the, Renaissance is a good album, but you have to finish the era in a way that, like, really cements it as this, like, great era of Beyonce. Now we'll always be like, oh, yeah, we got the album. No visuals. Then she went to Dubai. And just saying, like,
I get that.
B-Day songs. Like, it's like, okay.
So it's interesting.
It's a choice.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll ever get the visuals.
I don't know.
You know what? It's
so
funny.
I have no idea.
I should have asked last night. I was at my friend's house who dates the creative director for Beyonce. I should have asked.
Okay. Okay, well, you dropped the ball there.
You know, I know. You could tell that I'm not a huge Beyonce. The fact that I could be sitting in there the entire night and not even, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's in Dubai, right? Anyways, y'all seen this Housewives episode? So, like,
exactly.
I brainworms, you guys.
You failed there. It must be a reason. We'll get it. We have to get it. Maybe it'll be a year after the album came out. Like, here are the visuals.
Yeah.
And we'll be happy. I'll be happy.
My Beyonce is Terry Joe. So are you a Terry Joe fan? Okay.
I am just
paper magazine
for work.
Yeah. Just now. Oh my God. I'm so jealous of you because you have so much to go back, but also you weren't there in the trenches. Like when she had the stiff wig. Now she has like kind of a silk press wig. But like she used to have this one that was like literally like, and it's like, and it was just like these Party City wigs and those early days of those lives. And she was just getting banned on TikTok and having to start a new account because the stuff that she was saying to brown people, to gay people, just trolling. And I'm like, she is the uncancelable hero that we need. She like, I don't care what Howard Stern has to say. I don't care what any white man that feels like he's a comedian has to say. Terry Joe, I will go down fighting for Terry Joe to say
she's hilarious.
Whatever it is. Yeah, she is.
No, those videos she did with Madonna are so funny. Yeah. Like the when she talks about Madonna's age, and it even made Madonna laugh. Like yeah. it's like yeah. it's like Madonna did the poppers too, and she couldn't stop laughing. It's she's just really, I mean, obviously really funny, really talented, just like comedic timing, and just yeah. like I love it. I love that TikTok this era has born a star like that.
Yeah,
you know, so not refined and so just unapologetic. I think that's awesome.
That's what I love about TikTok right now. And I was talking about this the other day during Christmas. I think I was doing some kind of like ask me anything thing on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I was like, someone was like, your favorite TikTok personality. And I was like, it's between three right now. It's like, but they are such different corners yeah. of the internet. Terry Joe being one, who's like the darkest basement of like subculture, of like her sense of humor. But then on the other end is like, I love Alex Earle. You know, mm-hmm. The blonde girl who's like in Dubai yes. right now. It's like, yeah, she's the influencer girl. Yes. She's a star. And then I also love Danielle, the caviar girl. Do you know Danielle, the caviar yeah. girl? Obsessed.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. She's just like a normal
I'm getting New York rich. I'm getting into yeah. TikTok. I'm getting into okay. TikTok. But I I'll do show appreciate. Danielle. Show me Danielle. I do. I think it's just funny how these random people are becoming famous for like really niche weird. Things or
yes
I yeah. love it
yeah also I just like cook yeah I could go on about this forever and I won't but speaking on the topic of obsessions so oh. it's time for Lucas's list
yeah okay
so ooh, you're on the B list and I'll I have go. My list of some stuff we'll go back and forth so why don't you go tell me what are you obsessed about this week if you guys aren't familiar I started doing whoever the guest is their favorite list just a list okay. of obsessions, things that they're really into, or also something that's pissing you off. I don't care, but usually yeah. an obsession. So
I love yeah. it. I love obsessions. Okay. Number one, I just mentioned her. She is my ultimate obsession. She is my number one. Madonna. I mean, look, mm-hmm. Madonna's had a week back in the news. It's been, which is rare for her recently, relatively positive. and you know, she's going on this world yeah. tour again. She's yeah. 64. It's a greatest hits tour. And if you're a Madonna fan, you know that she doesn't, she of course performs some of her greatest hits during her concerts. So she rarely really does an entire greatest hits tour. So it's a really big deal. I think, you know, as a Madonna fan, I choose to live in ignorance. When I think of her like during the Hung Up Confessions tour era. That's obviously yeah. not what she looks like now. And I've been making this case that like, you know, we just have to let Madonna be Madonna. And like, you know, of all the legends that she kind of came up with, you know, Whitney and Prince and like, and you know, they're not around anymore. And I think we should just let her be her, you know, there's this nicer. New York Times. Yeah. Like, yeah. Right. There's this New York Times article that someone wrote and it said, we need someone to show us how she's not so much a train wreck as a train that wrecks the stasis of smothering politeness, the best woman for the job. Like let her put that. On her grills, look ridiculous. Yeah. And look, she's one of the most incredible performers ever. I am holding my breath of how this concert's going to turn out. Mm-hmm. I don't think she can dance like she used to, but I'm sure it's going to have like, the best dancers and the you best production value. I got tickets.
Okay.
I'm going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited. And it's also this tour announcement also coincided with the announcement that her movie, her biopic, is not happening. And
I'm pissed.
That's why I'm pissed, because if you follow the news, she co-wrote and was going to direct, I know, maybe for the best we're not seeing it, and direct this film based on her life. And there was this Madonna boot camp where these like the most incredible actresses of today. Like,
oh, there were. They everybody that listens to this news.
Oh, yeah. Like they went through this thing and Julia Garner got picked, and then the movie gets scrapped and we're like, so not only do we not have the movie, but we don't have the footage of the boot camp. So it was an interesting news in Madonna week.
Boom, boom, cat. Too much neck. Do you imagine?
I just picture Madonna in her grills drinking like champagne rosé, just like looking at them as they like, she's like, jump higher. Like, yeah. I'm sure that boot camp was brutal.
Yeah.
If you've seen her tour documentaries, she is no joke when it comes to dancing. So I can only imagine. Yeah, watch Blonde Ambition. If you haven't. That's good. Yeah, Blonde Ambition tour. Anyway, that's my number one. That's my first obsession of the week.
Mine is, there's been like a string of AI song remixes. So like people are using AI to remake popular songs with their favorite divas. Yeah. For instance, they were able to make Mariah Carey sing Hot Stuff by Donna Summer, and it hits.
Oh.
And you can look it up on YouTube, and it actually sounds like Mariah Carey singing it. They have Ariana Grande singing Kill Bill by SZA, which, whoa, like, when you hear Ariana Grande sing it, it sounds like maybe it was supposed to be written for her or something. This is such, wow, an Ariana Grande song. It is like, it's just uncanny. You know what I mean? It also just made me like realize Ariana Grande maybe needs to work with different producers or something, or maybe some different artists. You, yeah, know?
Oh, we need some fresh. I mean, after she's done being Glinda, we need some fresh, yeah, sounds.
Yeah. Ariana Grande singing Diamonds by Rihanna. I mean, you guys, the list goes on and on. They keep popping up. I haven't figured out a way to like search for them, but if I find, right, a way, I will let you guys know, because it is just like,
that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane. I mean, look, it's scary.
The development of AI that's been coming out the past month with the chat, whatever it's called. And now this, it's like, we are really, I watched Westworld. I'm scared. I mean, you could just do a podcast hosted by two AI gay robots,
yeah,
in 5 years and be like, and not know the difference.
Yes, it's true. It's maybe crazy. George Santos is a robot.
Honestly, he could be sit a from the future robot.
Sit from the future to kill us.
Literally, this is the destruction, I feel like, of humankind.
I know. I feel like in the movies, it's like they send back like an immaculately like athletic male like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and in our reality it's like George Santos.
That's like, hilarious. Like a... Yeah. It's some like, oh my god, I love that.
Okay, what's your next?
Okay, this is just, you know what, it's my new favorite drink, guys. So usually I'm a martini kind of girl, I consider myself to be a Dorinda. She's my soul sister. And like Dorinda, I live by the saying, martinis like breasts, two are fine, three are one too many. And like Dorinda, I always have more than two, and I always end up belligerent. So I've started to drink mezcal on the rocks with a slice of orange carcass in it.
Oh,
so for my Dorit fans out there. And I'm loving that. It's a great drunk. I did it on a date the other day, and the guy enjoyed it, and he got the same drink too. And I felt like, you know what? It's a good sign when you're on a date with a guy, and he's like, oh, I'll get that too.
Okay, yeah,
recommendation.
Yeah.
I'm into that drink.
How did the date end?
They ended great. It ended so well. It was our fourth date.
Oh, there you go.
I thought this was the beginning of, you know, it was great. I thought it was the beginning of a relationship, maybe. Who knows? And then I hear that a few days later, all of a sudden, I get the call. You know what? I like you so much, but I don't see a future. I'm like, you know what? If I see one guy tell me they want to be my friend but don't want to date me, I swear to God.
I have enough fucking friends. I don't like, you
I have
know,
enough friends.
I'm good.
I have enough friends. I'm really out. Good. Friend out. Enough people to text, enough people to call. I don't care about that. I want someone to date. So if you don't want to date, goodbye.
I don't need friends. I need dick. Stop it.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly.
My second obsession this week is just the slow drip of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip photos that are leaking from the trip to Morocco. If you guys aren't aware, the new trip is, I think we're in the fourth season now. It is Caroline Manzo, which is quite a choice, but it sounds like a good choice from what I'm hearing.
Yes, I've heard good. I've heard it is the great choice.
Because she's fighting already with Camille Grammer, who's on the show, who obviously going to be amazing. Vicky Gunvalson's back, Brandy Glanville, Eva Marcel, Portia, Alex McCord.
Phaedra.
Did I say Portia? I'm sorry. And Portia was in the last one. And I feel like there's someone else I'm missing. Oh, Jacqueline, Larita.
Gretchen from OC.
And Gretchen. Yes. What a weird, but what you know what's going to. But you know what? I feel like it's going to hit, because you get these people together and the housewives just being fame whores, or like just being like, even if they're bitter from getting kicked off their shows, like you can't tell me that there's going to be fine. There's going to be something that Gretchen and Jacqueline are going to like end up vibing over, and they're going to be besties. And then next time we do a girls trip, they're going to be on. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I love Girls Trip. I was skeptical at first, and I think it ended up being such a great addition to the Housewives. And I don't think I think it doesn't like overexpose the franchise. I think it's just like it's allowing us
makes
to
you appreciative
these. Yeah, these women who we don't see, especially the ex-wives we haven't seen in a while, who come from different eras and different worlds to like interact in one particular location. And in the most way of how acknowledging how contrived it is, like how they break the fourth wall, which I love, and they talk about their time on the show, it also allows the most genuine moments of like them really learning to interact with each other, to not like each other. I just think it's great. I think that I've heard from my sources that it is already delivering, and it's going to be very, very good. So,
oh my God, I'm so excited, you guys. Oh my God.
I'm pumped.
And I'm always excited for the people that you would not expect. Like, I really totally. Do think that like Gretchen and Jacqueline are going to like turn it out. Like, of course, Alex McCord, people are very excited. I'm very excited to see Alex McCord on our screen again. But it's going to be like those people, I think, that are going to, something's going to, because totally. Those people have never
Alex
been right in
the
head.
Super weird. Super weird and funny. And then remind us of like, you know, the days of Johan and Francois and like posing on the beach. And I'm sure they're, the best thing is also when the other wives and other shows are not as familiar.
Yeah.
And so they'll like,
who they
get
are.
Exposed.
Yeah.
Right, they get exposed to the other ones. Like, holy shit! Like when Phaedra, that's what she was so great in the last X-Wives, like learning how crazy those white ladies were.
Because she had like met them at events, but she don't watch the white shows. So and vice versa, the white women are like, I don't watch Atlanta. It's like, well, racism's popping out, but there you go.
Yeah, that's the biggest reveal, biggest tell.
Yeah. are there any wives that are better on Girls Trip than you think that they were on their actual show?
Oh, good question. I mean, I think Eva killed it on the Girls Trip. Yeah, nothing. She's bad. As she admitted, she was pregnant the entire time she was on. And of course, she was that famous when she read Marlo in the Sprinter van or whatever. But I think Eva was really great on Girls Trip. I think who has been? I mean, Kenya, that first season, she was great. I mean, she kind of was the star of that season. And
I enjoyed her on there. And I don't typically enjoy Kenya very much on the show. I feel like she's kind of like checked out a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
It completely changed my perception of her. Like, I came into it and like, oh, you know what? I kind of like her now. I kind of get her more. So, yeah, I think, I mean, again, I'm not a big fan of hers. I mean, Teresa was definitely more enjoyable. That was funny because those were all the OG women too. With the ex-wives, I mean, Dorinda, God love her. I love her, but she wasn't better.
No. That's the
we'll see how legacy turns out.
That is mine. What's your next? Yep.
My third one is, I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Pope, like Pope Francis said that being gay is not a crime. It is a sin, though. But you should be a priest should welcome to the church. So why I love this, because to give you a little backstory about me, when I was growing up, I was a little kid, I wanted to be the Pope when I grew up. And I went as the Pope for Halloween when I was 8 years old. And I wanted to be the Pope because he lived in a castle, wore rings, and controlled people. So very legit reasons. And I always see it as an alternate career path that didn't go down. But I love this, obviously, as a gay man, because like, first of all, I've seen a lot of gay men commit crimes, so it's debatable. No, I mean, look, it's like, on one hand, it's like, this is so sad, like, we're here, like, this is still, like, being gay, is it, like, a sin? But on the other hand, it's like, okay, Pope Frankie's doing something no Pope has ever done before, and congrats. And then the third thing is, again, little things, I'm reading this history book about the popes. Like, okay, it's called Absolute Monarchy. But guys, all the popes in the beginning were gay guys. They were the second sons of these rich families who were gay, and they would like fight with each other. They would drink. There was one gay pope who went and like suffered depression because his cardinal boyfriend died in a battle. Like, these queens were catty and they loved their money. And it's so funny that I'm baptized Catholic, so I can say this.
Oh, God. But I'm going to have to put this behind a paywall in case Ryan Murphy gets a hold of this info.
Oh,
God. I can already hear the gears in Ryan Murphy's little fucking
my idea.
Yeah.
I'm saying it right now. I have an idea to do a drunk history style TV show about the popes. Anyway, the point is, it's funny that this church, like, it's like they can say these statements and, like, girl, 90% of priests are gay. Like, it's like, what are you doing here? But so. Yeah. I'm obsessed with it. It's complicated, but it's also funny. It's profound. It's everything. I just, it's kind of just got my mind just going everywhere.
Yeah. It was, I saw that. That was kind of like, whoop. It's not the first time they've kind of said something similar to that, right? I think like the last.
Yeah, he's done a couple of things of being like, don't punish gay people. You should allow them in church. Like he's been relatively speaking, I think, the most liberal pope we've had, which is great because
something
the Nazi pope before him died. I know. Sorry.
My third obsession.
Don't excommunicate me. Yeah.
My third obsession this week is Julia Fox's apartment tour. She gave a full-on apartment tour on her TikTok, and mice and all, talking about how she has a full-on mice infestation, but she's cool with it because it eats the crumbs. And I was like, if you guys know me, I do not like Julia Fox. I think she's like everything that's wrong with like celebrity right now a little bit. People would definitely go against me saying that she's kind of like the antithesis of like what celeb, but I think she kind of like leans so much into it and is kind of like super fame hungry. But this tour in the first couple of minutes, I was like, oh, I think I like her. Like, I like the fact that she's so open and so real about it. She had me until the mice.
Yeah, that's close.
Then I was about to call CPS. Then I was like, okay. I was like, not And it's where my disgusting kid sleeps, and then he's with the mice. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, girl, this is not Cinderella. They ain't singing songs. They're not your friends. Get rid of them. Disgusting. 100%.
I'm such a New Yorker. I'm never going to be such a New Yorker that I'm going to like normalize rodent infestation in the home, because it's not just a rodent eating the crumbs after you and cleaning up after you. No, they do droppings everywhere. That means they're defecating in your house. That is disgusting. I can't.
And they like just procreate, and like, I don't want a mice family running around my apartment. No way. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah, she's the new, this whole thing is turning into the new Taylor Swift talking about it. She doesn't wash her legs. She just lets the soap run down them in the shower. This is the new that. So.
Yes, it is, but so extreme, even more extreme, but yes. Do you let mice live in your apartment with you?
Absolutely not.
No, she's an interesting person of this time. Like, we will look back at the early 2020s and be like, Julia Fox, interesting person. Mm-hmm. I don't know what her longevity will be as a celebrity, but
I don't
I don't think that long, but I think she will think about like her. Yeah. And when you're like, oh yeah, she was kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's like you look at the 80s and you have like Laurie Anderson and all these like weird sound artists. You're like, oh, that was an interesting thing. Okay.
Totally.
Listen, we're running out of time here. I want to go to the B side to talk about so much more. A couple things on the top of my head. Dr. Nicole woke the fuck up. Y'all done pissed her off, and she is screaming. She's running around with her Birkin, pulling out her black MX. There's a lot going on. Meredith Marks is a K head. And in Giselle.
That was interesting.
It's a lot. We're going to talk all about it. I want to talk about it on the B side. There's just so much that happened today on Real Housewives of Miami alone. So tell the people where to follow you on social media so we can go over to the B side. And
yes, you can follow me at Lucas Tim. That's LukasThimm. And follow me on all social media platforms. Yeah.
You guys know where to follow me. Also go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe to this bonus episode. You don't want to miss out. We're going to get into it right now. Thank you for being here, Lucas, and let's go over there.
Yay, bye. So excited.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.